now walk in all vain. So teach me, Lord. Hallelujah. Teach me, Lord, to wait. Teach me, Lord, to wait. While hearts are aflame, let me humble my pride and call on your name. Oh, keep my faith renewed and my eyes on thee. Let me be on this earth what you want me to be. That way the Lord shall renew. Shall mount up with wings as eagles. They shall run and not be weary. They shall walk and not faint. Teach me, Lord. Teach me, Lord, to pray. Hallelujah. Shall run and not be weary. They shall walk and not faint. Teach me, Lord. Teach me, Lord, to wait. Teach me, Lord, to wait. Down on my knees, still in your time, that you'll answer my pleas. Oh, teach me not to rely on what others do, but to wait in prayer for an answer from you. Wait upon the Lord. Shall mount up with wings as eagles. They shall run and not be weary. They shall walk and not faint. So teach me, Lord. Teach me, Lord, to wait. Teach me, Lord, to wait. While hearts are aflame, let me humble my pride and call on your name. Keep my faith renewed and my eyes on thee. Oh, let me be on this earth what you want me to be. Wait upon the Lord. Shall renew their strength. They shall mount up with wings, with eagles. They shall run and not be weary. They shall walk. Teach me, Lord. Teach me, Lord, to wait. And wait upon the Lord. Shall renew their strength. They shall mount up with wings as eagles. Oh, they shall rise. Teach me, Lord. Teach me, Lord. Hallelujah. To wait in prayer for an answer from you. They that wait upon the Lord shall renew their strength. They shall mount up with wings as eagles. They shall run and not weary, shall walk and not faint. Teach me, Lord. Teach me, Lord. Teach me, Lord, to wait while hearts are aflame. Let me humble my pride. Call on your name. Keep my faith renewed and my eyes on thee. Let me be on this earth what you want me to be. Let me then wait upon the Lord. Shall renew. They shall mount up with wings as eagles. They shall run and not be weary. They shall walk and not faint. Lord, teach me, Lord. To wait. Lay that way new. They shall mount up with wings as eagles. They shall run and not be weary. They shall walk and not faint. Teach me, Lord, to wait. They that wait upon the Lord shall renew their strength, shall mount up with wings as eagles. Oh, they shall run and not be weary. Shall walk and not faint. Teach me, Lord. Oh, teach me, Lord, to wait. And wait upon the Lord. Shall renew their strength. They shall mount up with wings as eagles. Oh, they shall run and not be weary. They shall walk and not faint. Oh, teach me, Lord, teach me, Lord, to wait. Teach me, Lord, to wait while hearts are aflame. Let me humble my pride, oh, and call on your name. Keep my faith renewed and my eyes on thee. Let me be on this earth what you want me to be. Day that day upon shall renew. They shall mount up with wings as eagles. They shall run and not be weary. They shall walk and not faint. Oh, teach me, Lord. Teach me, Lord. Hallelujah. Oh, teach me, Lord, to wait. They that wait upon the Lord shall renew their strength. They shall mount up with wings as eagles. They shall run. Down on my knees, till in your own good time, you answer my pleas. Teach me not to rely on what others do, but to wait in prayer for an answer. Shall renew their strength. They shall mount up with wings as eagles. They shall run and not be weary. They shall walk and not faint. Teach me, Lord. Teach me, Lord.
Praise God. Well, this has been a good day, hasn't it? Feel the Lord here working with us, among us. He's changing lives. We'll never be the same. Sister Angie, you'll never be the same. Hallelujah. I won't either. Brother York, he was going to get up, are you? You going to hold it? He's going to hold it. All right, there's no telling when it'll come out. And he'll let it go. But praise God. Did y'all see the First Gospel Church Little Rock Band out there? All right, it's ready to go. Praise God. Also, remember, our pledges are to be in by the end of June, and we're just about there for the canopy. We're going to have them scheduled to go ahead and put a new canopy up this. We'll call them, have them schedule it this week, and our petitions. We had a little trouble with our petitions. The company that we got them far from, for the ladies' restroom, went out of business, and the salesman that sold them to us went into business with the manufacturing company, and they quoted us a price, but when we got ready to order them, the price went up. And so I asked him to go back and check it, so we've been kind of going back and forth trying to get the price back down where we felt it should be. But I plan to order them, or tell them to go ahead. I mean, I already did order them, but when they sent that price back, and it was about $400 higher than what they quoted, I asked them to wait a minute, let's work on this. And so, but I think we have about got it worked out, and so I'm going to ask them to go ahead and ship them this week, and we want to get them up before the youth meeting, and then it'll be finished. The color of the men's petitions will be a dark khaki color. It'll be pretty in there with all that. And so, anyway, the Lord's helping us. Sister Terry Durham sent me a text this evening. It said, I feel like I'm leaving home, going somewhere that's all deserted. It's not a good feeling, she said. So pray for them that God will make a way. Her and Brother Jacob Durham both have applied, I think, for at Blue Cross Blue Shield, and Brother Durham has been called for an interview. So be praying for them. That, and of course, they need to sell their house. It's not an easy time to sell houses. Did you know that? But if we can get God's assistance to help them sell, it's a good time to buy. So that's an advantage. You may not get as much for your house as what you would when the economy was high, but you can buy one a lot cheaper than it was then too, so it balances out. So, and it might even be, you know, God may send you a buyer and help you get a little more than what maybe the next person would that's not serving God. Then he may help you find a good deal. And so it may balance on, it may the balance may tilt in your direction. Anyway, I just feel like the Lord does things like that for his children. And I'm looking for a good week in God right out this next week up ahead. I don't know what it holds, but it's going to be good, or good or good for me, one or the other. So it's good all the way around. And so let's pray for one another. Oh, I know what I wanted to say. Look, we had here this morning Sister Inez's daughter-in-law, Michelle. And what's her little girl's name? Jasmine. How would I forget that? And then Demetia was here. Is that how you say that? And the thought hit me this morning. I thought, the way to win these kind of people, when they come around, these people can be one to this church. And the way to win them is to get on them, sick them, invite them over to your house, stay after them every week, go see them, find out where they live, drive up and knock on their door, find out what their phone number is, call them on the phone, take them out to eat, invite them out to Shakey's Ice Cream. Does everybody in here know where Shakey's is? Dear God, you can't go to heaven without going to Shakey's first. Just drive right out here at 4:30, go eat west on Chenal, go right up there to Applebee's and turn right, and it's right behind Applebee's. Shakey's, get you a pink poodle while you're there. A what? A pink bopper? Big bopper. All right, I like the pink poodle. That's an ice. It's got a little bit of ice cream, then it's got a little bit of crushed pineapple, then it's got a little bit more, and it's got strawberries, then it's got a little bit more ice cream, and it's got some more pineapple, strawberries, and bananas, yeah, and then some more ice cream, and then it's got nuts on it. Ooh, let's go tonight. Yeah, I'm suggesting this is my idea, so somebody else ought to buy. I'm the one that's making this deal happen. Anyway, Brother Weininger likes blueberries. He just likes blueberries, ice cream, blueberries, and ice cream. Mix it all up. Get it all purple. I've tried that, but it ain't as good as a pink poodle. It's good, but not quite as good. But sometimes he gets a pink poodle and substitutes a pineapple for blueberries and strawberries. Yeah. Ooh, it's good. Anyway. Oh, it's a drive-through. Yeah, but you can just drive around, get yours, pull over and park, and look over the city scenery. It's right up on a high place. You can sit there till the sun goes down or wait till it comes up, whatever you want to do. Yeah. Sister Brittany, if I was married to you, I'd take you to Shakey's tonight. Yeah, I'd take you right over there, right after the sun goes down, just me and you. We'd sit there and eat that pink poodle and talk and look at, you know, one another's eyes and see the glistening in our eyes. Yeah, right down to the last strawberry. Oh, Lord. Anyway, let's get back to these saints. We've got to win to this church. If you want to win saints, you got to go after them. You got to love them. They got to get to where they drop their guard around you. And then finally they start asking questions about God and this body and the Bible. And finally the hook of God's word gets in their jaw and they can't get loose from it. In a little while they won't just come here and sit and leave. They'll be falling out, having fits, and their jaws will be popping up and down. Their tongue will be speaking in a new language. God will touch your heart, and you'll say, hallelujah, God used me to help that person get saved. Yes. Yes, Brother Gerald. Brother Michael saw him back there and went back there and got him. Brought him up here. He got saved today. He liked that idea about getting saved. Hallelujah. Well, that's when God sends people in here like that, you see them come back for another dip. Let's let's get after them. Let's make this a regular ice cream stop. This is a regular place for you to be coming. We treat you so good, you can't get away from us. Yeah, Sister Michelle needs your fellowship. Don't you know she's lonesome? Don't you know she needs some friends? Good Christian friends. She'll open up after a while. Finally, she'll get to feeling good around all of us. We're strange to her right now. And that's a way to do it. You young people, latch on to people like that. Young married people, find somebody when you see if you've got something in common with them. When you go over their house and visit with them, size them up. Say, Brother and Sister Painter's the people that needs to be dealing with this person. Our Brother and Sister Tyrone Perry. Our Brother and Sister Smith. Or Brother, or you know, whoever. Get it in your mind. Size them up. And begin to think about them. Think, now who in the church would fit with this person? Maybe it's you. You know, say, I fit just real good. Well, I'm going to win this person to God. I'm going to let God use me to open a door for them to come to the body of Christ. They'll love you for it from now on. Brother Suttmiller said, I brought Brother Smith into the body of Christ whether he likes it or not. I don't know why he don't think I'd like it. I love it. I'm glad he brought me. He introduced me to this. And I give him the credit for God using him to introduce this to me. God used him. I'm so thankful that he did. Why, this is the best thing that ever happened in my life. And I love introducing this to people. I love telling people about it. I love bringing them in here. And then watching them get somebody else in. I remember when Doug York came in. And it wasn't very long, a few years later, here come Brother Jerry and Sister Sandra. Yeah, God dealing with them up there in Oklahoma. We was down in Texas. Of course, God had to send a tornado and blow his house away. Said, now where are you going to go, boy? He thought he had a heart attack. He went to they took him in an ambulance to the hospital. You ain't going to tell this, I am, Brother Jerry. And the doctors looked at him and said, we can't find nothing wrong with you. He said, you won't find it. He said, I know what's wrong with me. He said, God told me he's going to kill me if I don't serve him. I believe that. Read what God told Moses at that fiery furnace, the bush, the little fiery bush. He said, at the burning bush, you know what he told him? He said, I sought to kill you in the way. God, in other words, God told him, said, I'm going to kill you if you don't obey me. I've been after you for 40 years. You either are going to obey me or I'm going to kill you. Read it, it's in there. Yeah, he told old Jerry York the same thing. I'll kill you, boy, if you don't answer me. Straighten up. God, his mama raised him in church and he is running. One day God blowed a tornado, sent a tornado right through his house. He said, I'll get your attention one way or the other. Boy, he hightailed it down to Texas. Got in the body of Christ. My, twice he done that. Blowed your house away twice with a tornado. See, he's not a good listener. He's getting better. God's helping him. Anyway, all right, now, y'all put some legs on these things I'm telling you. Do them. Jesus said, he that hears these things that I'm saying and does them, do them. Let's win some people. I'd like to see 200 people in here at least within the next 3 or 4 years, wouldn't y'all? Well, that's not no hill for steppers. I know God's got to bring them in, but we can at least say, God, I'm a fishing line. I'm a pole. Let me help you, Lord. Let me be a fisher of men. Is there somebody in this town? Just show them to me. Yeah, bring them in. If you bring them in here, I'll get on them like a hen on a June bug. You ever seen a hen after a June bug? and it ain't got a chance. Little old June bug twisting in the dirt, and a hen just pecking at it. A few minutes, he's got him. He's down in his crawl. It's over. Yeah. Either that'd be like Brother Al and Brother Robbie. I raised up these chickens, these big old white fryers. And I told Al and Robbie, they said, what are we going to do? They work for them. I said, kill them chickens. I said, kill all them chickens, get them plucked, and we'll freeze them. Them chickens didn't have a chance. They'd both go in there and both of them would get one. Old Robbie would look at them when he'd walk by, and he said, I'll be back. Yeah, I did. That may be where he got that from. I don't know, but anyway, let's use this. When God sends people in here and we see, if they come back the second time, that's a sign right there. But sometimes you can tell on the first trip. But these people are coming here and God's trying to give them an opportunity. And they're an opportunity for us to be used of God and help them just a little bit. You'll find out this is interesting. To get into people's lives and find out about them. And meet them. Go to their houses. Bring them over to your house. And watch God begin to work in their lives. It's such an interesting thing. I remember one time I won't tell you who it was, but this brother, I was after him to try to save him. I brought lots of people to the body of Christ. I brought him to, I took him to church, and he got the Holy Ghost, and he was bringing his wife, and they decided they was going to move to our church, and so they moved into the house with us. And he'd get up every morning with me and drink coffee and eat breakfast and talk to me and my wife, but his wife would sleep till about noon every day. And so he told me, he said, how do you get your wife up as early in the morning? Well, I was just kidding him. I said, well, I just put my feet in her back and give her a push. I just was kidding. You know, I said, I just help her out of bed. She hits the floor. She's already too awake to go back to bed. Boy, the next morning we're sitting in there drinking coffee and I heard something go, whoom, poof. In a few minutes, she come walking out of there looking like this. He stuck his feet in her back, kicked her out of bed. I tell you, it's interesting dealing with folks. To watch God save them. See how they respond to all this. She was so mad at him, she could have killed him. She was so mad she couldn't talk. But she couldn't go back to sleep either. She couldn't sleep on that. And it just took one time. She went to getting up after that. She got in on the conversation. Yeah, this gets good. Gets interesting. Praise God. All right, let's stand and give him a praise before we go home. Thank you, Lord God, for your goodness.
Thank you, Lord.
Oh, praise your wonderful name, Lord.
Oh,
we give you praise. Thank you for your good spirit, Lord. Your blessings on our lives. The way you're working and dealing with us here in this assembly. We love you for that, Lord. We appreciate it. We appreciate your goodness to us.